You're listening to SBS News. The State of the Union Address usually takes place in January, but this year's speech had to be delayed because of the longest US government shutdown in history. The theme for this year's address was Choosing Greatness, and President Trump used the opportunity to highlight what he regards as some great economic indicators.
And we are considered far and away the hottest economy anywhere in the world, not even close. Unemployment has reached the lowest rate in over half a century. African American, Hispanic American, and Asian American unemployment have all reached their lowest levels ever recorded.
Mr. Trump made an appeal for political unity, as he did in his previous State of the Union speeches, but for most of the speech, the Democrats were mute, while the Republicans rose to their feet, shouting and chanting their approval. The Democrats did choose to display some bipartisanship when they gave a standing ovation and shouted USA after Mr. Trump highlighted the record number of women in Congress. Female Democrats wore white to celebrate the 100th anniversary of American women getting the right to vote. While making the unity call, Mr. Trump also demanded an end to what he called ridiculous partisan investigations, which he said threatened the economic miracle taking place in the United States. Special Counsel Robert Mueller continues to investigate allegations of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Both the president and Russia deny such behaviour took place. Mr. Trump referenced his long-standing pledge to build a wall along the border with Mexico. Another US government shutdown is looming if there's no agreement by the end of next week.
My administration has sent to Congress a common-sense proposal to end the crisis on the southern border. It includes humanitarian assistance, more law enforcement, drug detection at our ports, closing loopholes that enable child smuggling, and plans for a new physical barrier or wall to secure the vast areas between our ports of entry. In the past, most of the people in this room voted for a wall, but the proper wall never got built. I will get it built.
President Trump believes if it wasn't for his presidency, the U.S. would be in a major war with North Korea. He says he has a good relationship with leader Kim Jong-un and plans to hold another summit with him later this month.
Nuclear testing has stopped. And there has not been a missile launch in more than 15 months. If I had not been elected President of the United States, we would right now, in my opinion, be in a major war with North Korea. Much work remains to be done, but my relationship with Kim Jong-un is a good one. Chairman Kim and I will meet again on February 27th and 28th in Vietnam.
The two leaders met in Singapore last June in the first ever meeting between an incumbent US president and a North Korean leader. Ahead of the State of the Union address, Democrat Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer described the Trump administration as chaotic, saying the State of the Union is in need of drastic repair.
It's abundantly clear that the Trump administration has been failing the middle class in this country. What is the state of the Trump economy? Failing the middle class. What is the state of the Trump healthcare system? Failing American families. What is the state of the Trump administration? Chaos. And what is the state of Trump foreign policy? Inside out and backward.
Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.